the horrors of nuclear proliferation, the spectre of hunger that millions every night go to bed starving, that we can't even solve this problem despite our alert problem-solving state of consciousness. And look what's happening in the Amazon, the lungs of our planet, this precious home of biodiversity. The old-growth rainforest being cut down so that we can all eat hamburgers. Only a truly insane global state of consciousness could allow such an abomination to occur. And I did a back-of-an-envelope calculation during the Iraq War. It seems to me that 6 months' expenditure on the Iraq War would have solved the problem of the Amazon forever. Would this be sufficient to compensate the peoples of the Amazon so that no single tree ever needed to be cut down again? We can't make that decision as a global community. We can spend countless billions on warfare, on hate, fear, and suspicion, on division, but we can't get together to correct that. To save the lungs. And this is perhaps why.
Remain mindful of what we're doing. here to undertake on Earth, while immersed in matter, is fundamentally a spiritual journey aimed at the growth and perfection of the soul, a journey that may go back to the very origins of what made us human. And I stand here invoking the hard-won right of freedom of speech to call for and demand another right to be recognized, and that is the right of adult sovereignty over consciousness. There's a war on consciousness in our society, and if we as adults are not allowed to make sovereign decisions about what we experience with our own consciousness while doing no harm to others, including the decision to use responsibly ancient and sacred visionary plants, then we can't claim to be free in any way. It's useless for our society all around the world, imposing our form of democracy on others while we nourish this rot at the heart of society. We do not allow individuals to be free in consciousness. It may even be that we're denying ourselves the next vital step in our own evolution.
I do, and we think Hollywood likes David versus Goliath stories, right?